Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where do I start? Obviously, coming off an open week, we talked last week, but so I'm not going to talk about the last game. We'll move right into this week. But we had a great week off, I guess, if you want to call it. Had two good practices. Had a chance to, get fresh, get a little bit healthier, as healthy as you can get in November because everybody's banged up. Got a chance to really go back and self-scout what we do on all three phases of the game. And just kind of look at who we are, look at fundamentals, what can we do better in all phases. And I think, that's kind of what you do in an open week. Evaluate each position as far as, what we're doing there, what we have to improve on. So I think great week as far as that goes. And then we're on to Notre Dame. Again, heavy game planning this week, just a tiny bit last week. We're worried about Pitt last week and focus on Notre Dame kind of in a normal game week schedule. So, again, Marcus Freeman, heck of a football player, obviously a former linebacker, was a great player at Ohio State, and obviously he's a tremendous coach. He's a competitor in all respects. You watch him on game day, he's into it. I mean, he's not just a sit back. He's very active. I can imagine he's active just being a defensive guy in all their meetings, offensively, defensively, and special teams, because they're aggressive in all three phases. They got an incredible team. I've said this before, we've faced some really good teams and some better than others, but this is, by far the most athletic, the best team across the board at all phases, every position that we'll face. It's America's team. It's the all-American team, period. They got the best players from all of America. And, our guys will have their work cut out for them. It will not be easy at noon on Saturday. They got, players everywhere. Mike Denbrock, obviously their offense coordinator, does a great job. Was at LSU. Was at Notre Dame. Was at LSU's back. I think was at Cincinnati as well. So he's been all over the place and, does a heck of a job calling a game. They do a great job with check with me's at the, at the line of scrimmage. There'll be a slower tempo team, but they'll be on the ball, looking for IDs on what we look like, what we're doing, and what kind of signals we're making, all that kind of stuff that you can imagine happens in, college football. So, obviously it starts with CJ Carr, at the quarterback spot, a young guy, but, plays like he's a senior, can make all the throws, manages the game well, doesn't make mistakes. He plays discipline. You go to the tailback spot, Love, and Price, two great tailbacks, number four, number 24. Obviously, they got Heisman Trophy candidates. They got Thorpe Awards on defense. But Love and Price are, Love's obviously special. And then when he goes out, Jeremiah comes in there, the Price kid and he'll run it down your throat as well. So they're two-headed monster at the tailback spot. Raritan at the tight end spot, number nine, is special. Malachi Fields, number zero, special. Jordan Faison, in the slot, is a guy that's, the leading receiver. He can make you miss. He's also, their punt returner. And then defensively, I could just keep going on. on and on about all the names that that are out there. But you know, they're special everywhere. Front seven, they got a probably the Thorpe winner corner number 15 Leonard. So they're special across the board. And special teams, they're aggressive on special teams. I mean, you know, coordinator does a great job there as well. And they're going to run reverses on kickoff. They have since North Texas when he was there, gone back and gone far back as three jobs ago to see the reverses they did then. They're still doing some of the same stuff here. They're going to be aggressive on punt block. I mean, they're going to try to go block a punt. We got to be great with our protection. Junko's got to do a great job getting the ball off. And the return game is special. I mean, you know, Price is back there for kickoff returns, Faison's punt returner. I mean, they got dudes everywhere, and they play a lot of starters on special teams. So, questions? Well, you know, let's start with, you know, he's got a ton of talent, you know, but, you know, beyond the talent, probably like their head coach, they play hard. They play tough. I mean, they give great effort. I mean, they're not just there's talented teams out there that don't play hard. This is a, you know, elite, talented group that plays hard all the time. I mean, in all three phases. I mean, you know, every play is the game for them. They play like we want to play. Okay. I would hope someone would say the same thing about our football team because we play hard all the time, whether we're right or wrong or make a play or don't make a play. But our guys play hard regardless of who's in the game, and that's who they are. I mean, defensive head coach, I think most defensive head coaches are like that. He's intense. Like I said, he's aggressive in all three phases, and he's going to go attack you. He's not waiting for things to happen. He's going to go make it, whether it's – I mean, they've got more fake punts, you know, than anybody in the country combined maybe. I mean, Navy calls a timeout just to, you know, they'll run their offensive line out there, their second offensive line. They'll put their offensive line out there and try to fool you, just like we saw last week with USC putting a quarterback at punter and throwing. I mean, they'll we got to look out for that. We got to find out what number four is on the field. Is it Love or is it the linebacker, the 240-pound linebacker? So size-wise, we should be able to tell, but we'll have to be on alert all the time for anything they do in special teams. And Love is special, you know, going back to that, you know, they're special. He's talented. And again, going back to the effort that he plays with, I mean, you saw him, you know, Saturday night probably, you know, go down, but he's not down. He rolls over a guy and takes it to the house. I mean, he's never down. We got to gang tackle both those tailbacks. And, but he's got elite speed. He's got track speed.
What
gives me confidence is what we've really done in our game so far this season, right? I mean, you got nine games of who this team is. Our guys were locked in a 4 o'clock team meeting, which is earlier than normal in an open week, based on what we did yesterday, you know, in our meetings. But, you know, you could play, you know, you talk about the stage, you could play this game at 7 a.m. over, you know, at the field house on campus. You can play it, you know, Carnegie Mellon. You can play it, you know, in the parking lot out here or in our indoor facility. Doesn't matter what time, doesn't matter who we're playing against. You know, our guys will come to play, period. And, you know, all the hoopla, you know, the game date, all that stuff, that's great for, you know, great for the city of Pittsburgh. It's great for the University of Pittsburgh. It's on a big stage. But, you know, in here, you know, we're insulated in here as far as that goes. I mean, it's just a game. I mean, once that kickoff starts, our guys got to be locked in, play one play at a time and be focused. That's what it comes down to. So don't let, you know, you guys can get all excited. You know, we're just going to play our game.
How do you keep them focused on this offense?
Yeah, great question. You know, the focus is just like it is when we opened up against Duquesne or whoever we opened up. Is that who we opened up with? I mean, the focus is the same. It's a football game. And, you know, it comes down to the details. And you got to win the inches on Saturday. If you don't win the inches, you're going to get beat. You might get beat really bad by, you know, a team like Notre Dame. So, you know, they'll stay focused because it comes down to the details. And you can't execute properly when you're out of control, when you're too excited and you're focused on the wrong things. You know, to be focused on game day, good luck to you. We're in big trouble. Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt about it. It's a good place to be. But again, that's what our guys work for. That's, you know, what the dream is. But we've been 7-2 before too. So it's not like this is the first 7-2 football team we've had in Pittsburgh. We've been there before, and our guys know, you know, the mistakes we've made And, the big thing is, how are we going to respond after being 7-2? And, can we finish the season the right way? That's my focus.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Not really. I mean, there's a lot of teams that wanted to do it like that. Stanford still wanted to run the ball. BC wanted to start the ball, run the ball. I mean, even on third down, they were going to run the ball. So we faced other teams that want to establish a run game. They're no different. They're just doing it with, the best players in America. So that makes it a bigger challenge.
Things kind of broke your Pitt's way over the weekend.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Things kind of broke Pitt's way over the weekend with some teams within the ACC.
I watched the games, and in the evening there was a lot of good games on. 2 minutes to go at exactly the same time, which drives me crazy. That recall button, and I don't like watching four or five. But I'm watching every game I possibly can. I'm watching Miami, Syracuse. I'm watching them all. Not worried about that, because we can look and see what happened, by the other teams in the ACC or in the country. We got to do what we got to do. We just take care of our business. I've told our guys all along, just, one game at a time, we just take care of what we do. We control our destiny, period. You can look and go, oh, yeah, we're in good position, and then get smacked in the mouth, and you're not in such a good position.
Had you mentioned that Notre Dame plays how you guys want to play? Do you feel like you're ready to match their physicality?
We'll find out Saturday at noon. I sure hope so. I mean, they're bigger, they're stronger, they're faster. They got our guys will play hard like they will. I don't have any doubts about that. Thanks. I appreciate you, Nathan. Thank you.
You and the defensive coaches that were there for both those games, how personal is this one for you and Bates and Sanders and Cole?
I think, there's nothing personal about it. It's the next game. Nobody cares about what happened in 2020 when Joey Young was playing quarterback. Nobody cares in 2023 when we went there in the first three series of the game. I think we turned them over and we scored 0 points. And I think their first touchdown was on a punt return for a touchdown. And I told you they're really good in their special teams. It'll be a special teams war, because I think we're a lot better than we were back in 2023. But, that's why they play the game, 2025. Again, the past doesn't matter. I mean, you can take all the scores to 103? To 10. I mean, you can take all those scores and, we're going to find out what happens Saturday. That's why you get to play the game.
Notre Dame lost its first two games of the season. You guys obviously had some tough losses with West Virginia and Louisville. I know you can only speak for yourself, but what is the challenge of just having to rally the troops, if you will, in a low ebb during the season? And was there a moment for you when you felt like you really had to circle the wagon with your guys and just keep eyes up to the rest of the season?
Not really. I mean, you look at, I feel like nobody beat us this year. We beat ourselves. So as long as we take care of business and keep our focus, as we've talked about in here, we're going to have a chance to win a football game. I think we got a really good football team, too. They lost the first couple, but, Coach Freeman did a heck of a job bouncing back. I mean, they played some good people, and, that's why they play the games.
When you talk about beating yourself, just how do you go about avoiding some of the mistakes, whether it be playing behind the sticks, penalties, interceptions, so on, mistakes, it could really come back to bite you against the
Yeah, if you're getting third and long against these guys, you're in big trouble. So I just tell you that right now on Monday morning. If you're getting third and long, their third down package is elite. They got a different one every week. You're going to see all kinds of different stuff. They're going to blitz from everywhere and try to kill your quarterback. So, we got to see, that comes down to the focus, right? I mean, it comes down to our focus, and the details and how we practice, our practice habits this week. And hopefully it transfers on the field on Saturday.
Going back to all the
Obviously, we're confident because he's been our guy for the last 5 weeks, and just like his first start, it's not sure how you're gonna, how he's gonna respond. And going to the sixth start, big game, how's he gonna respond? But we got a lot of faith in him, and we just got to make sure he doesn't go out there and try to be the guy, and let your players around you make plays. Don't try to make them all by yourself.
Notre Dame's third in the country in 16 interceptions as a team. I know you and Mason both said that he needs to say what the defense is getting. So how much more of an emphasis is that this week?
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about a team that will take the ball. They got great ball skills in the back end. Not only can they run, I mean, they'll have a guy, this podium's got him beat, and this guy will be trailing and burst in front of the ball and take it away. It's like, holy cow, what a great play. I mean, again, that's the speed you're talking about that you don't normally see. So some of those throws that maybe worked the last few weeks might not necessarily work this week. So, it's got to be a focus of protecting the ball. He's watching the tape right now, and our coaches are watching it. We got to be smart with football. Turnover ratio in this game's got to be critical, period. It's another game. I mean, after the game, it'll mean a lot. Before the game, it means nothing. Like I said, you're facing a tremendously coached team, a talented football team, and we just got to go out and play ball. It's, doesn't do anything as far as me at Pitt or anything else. I mean, what's it matter?
Do you see it as a rivalry?
I think so. I mean, we haven't played them since COVID in an empty stadium. I shouldn't say that. The last time we played them at home was COVID. In an empty stadium. But I think, it's a rivalry game, but they got all kinds of rivalry. I mean, rivalry game against Navy, rivalry game against BC. They're all rivalries. Anybody that plays Notre Dame, I think it's a rivalry game because of how good they are.
You mentioned
control here. Do you feel like this is a must win for the team when it comes to Absolutely not. It is not an ACC game. I'm glad you brought that up. It is not an ACC game. I gladly get beat 103 or 110-10 in that game. They can put 100 up on us as long as we win the next two after that. But again, our focus is on Notre Dame and getting as many wins as we can, one at a time.
On the matter of the ACC and the tiebreaker, it's a pretty complicated situation right now. I was curious, when they did away with the two divisions, were you on board with it then? Because
mm-hmm.
I see them go back to divisions.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little more clear picture.
Yeah, I remember vividly campaigning, might say, for keeping the divisions. I think, and then you add teams. That was back before you had a team. Now you got even more teams. You got this big long line of, I remember talking to Dino Baber saying, Dino, it's a lot different being, sixth or seventh in a division as opposed to like 15 or 16 in the ACC. I mean, when you're way down there, it gets you fired. And, being sixth doesn't sound as bad in the league. So I was a big proponent of keeping the division. I still believe in it. I still think it's still the best. I think, you guys heard me say this before. I think it propelled us being a, coastal division champion to start off with and then, having an opportunity to go win an ACC championship after that in 21. To me, if we weren't some type of champion in 18, I don't know if we ever get to 21. So I think there's a building block that you need. And now, I mean, you don't get a chance to be a co-champion anymore. I mean, the NFL, you got NFC and AFC champions, and there's, fireworks and confetti and a stage. Now it's one or two. And, if you don't win the championship in Charlotte, you're a bad team, period. You end the season like that. So, I'm a big proponent of the divisions. And, I remember going through, it'll make you dizzy. I don't even look, like I said, I don't look at the standings. I don't care. Let's just win our football games and go 1-0 every week. But if you look at, I know the first one is head to head. After that, it's like a, I'm not the math major. I'm not looking at it. I don't care who played who. I mean, but you're going to come down to it. I think we talked a couple weeks ago about, you know, possibly sitting in front of your team saying, hey, we're not going because we didn't play this team. That's no fun. But that's the life we're in, and we'll live with it. You know, it was so long ago. I don't know. I know there were some coaches that aren't in the league anymore that were whining because they had to play Clemson every year, and you know, in our division, it's too tough, so we can't win a championship. You know, and I'll go back in 21. We beat Clemson in the regular season. We had them on our schedule, and you know, so to me, that was, you know, just kind of a cop out. I think it was more of, we don't want to play Clemson. Let's spread it out and not have to play Clemson every year. So. That wasn't me. I could care less. Just put them on our schedule every year and stay in two divisions. Give us Clemson. It's even better.
You talked about, you know, frequently about parity in the league and that's a sign that the league is good. That the teams can kind of beat any one team can go and beat any other team. Mm-hmm.
It can hurt the league.
Yeah. Nobody's going to have maybe less than one loss or less than two losses.
Yeah. I mean, it can hurt the league. You got to stay healthy, as we know that. You know, I don't know if our depth is like the SEC's because they, you know, purchase a lot of players and they got depth. I mean, you look at Virginia, you know, their quarterback gets knocked out in the first half and all of a sudden they're playing with their backup. And that's probably the reason they lost. If their starter plays in that game, they're probably, we're not sitting there having the same conversation. But, you know, it's November and anything can happen. And you know, the next man up, you got to find a way to get it done somehow, some way. You got to adjust.
A couple more.
Oof, everything. I mean, I think he's completing 68% of his balls, maybe more. You know, he manages the game. He doesn't throw interceptions. He can make every throw, as I talked earlier, and he gets them into the right play. I mean, they're making, you know, calls in there, whether it's third down and they like a front to run it against, third and long, they're going to run it and gain 15 yards on third down. You know, running the football, you know, I think Will talked about, or Jeff talked about running the football. So, he's getting him in the right play. He's smart. Obviously, he's Lloyd Carr's nephew, you know, great football coach at Michigan. So, you know, he's a football coach's dream, I guess. And he's got a year under his belt. He's not a true freshman. Mason's a true freshman. So there's, you know, you take it where, you know, where is Mason going to be in another year? That's, you know, that's trying to compare those two. Maybe. I haven't. Walked in there this morning at 6:30. He's in there watching tape. You know, not really. I mean, it's like talking to the kicker. You know, just don't mess with him when things are going good. He knows, you know, he knows he's got to play the best game he's played all year to win this football game. He knows that. I think he don't want to do anything to hurt the football team, so he's got to be smart. But he's also got to take chances too, right? I mean, if you sit back there and you're worried about not, you know, I don't want to get him to that point where he doesn't make that great throw because coach told me to protect the ball. And he's got a guy open, but he was a little bit scared, so he took off running and got hit. I just want him to go play his game, but just understand you got to be smart. Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think for sure. I mean, you know, a heck of a lot more we know now than we knew going to that first game he started. So, yeah, we know a lot more about what he is, what he likes to do, what we like to do with him, and you know, his strengths and weaknesses. And, again, that's what we've kind of addressed here over the last week is just, you know, every position, you know, obviously starting with that quarterback spot. What does he do well? What does he not do so well? And don't ask him to do things he doesn't do well. Let's ask him to do things he does well, and let's, you know, keep it simple and let him go out and execute. Depends on who's, you know, in that front seven. I mean, those guys, I mean, again, this week, I mean, they don't let you run the ball. I mean, they really didn't let Navy run the ball, and that's what they do for a living. You know, you're going to have to pick your poison with that, you know. You know, we got to find ways to run the ball. We want to run the ball. You know, we will run the ball. I guarantee you that. I just don't know what it's going to be for. It might be, you know, not so good, but, you know, you have to establish some type of run game, and you got to prove to them that you're going to run it. You can't just drop back and throw it 80% of the time, or you're going to be in deep, deep trouble.
Last one.
becomes third down long, which I've already talked about that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.